This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of American Arts and Culture Review presents I Heard It Through the Gripe Wine. And now on to the show.
What? Is that how we
Hi everyone, welcome to American Arts and Culture Review presents I Heard It Through the Gripe Wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Today in the podcast, we have a bunch of people that won't shut up during my intro. CJ Toledano, he told me earlier today that he has too many gripes, and he has to give them out on this podcast so he can loosen up, so he can lose some of his gripes that he's been carrying around. We also have Whitmer Thomas, on the podcast. Sorry, that was so loud. I don't know if you heard me introduce CJ, but that's okay. Also, we have on the podcast Winmer Thomas. He has so many gripes. He's filled to the freaking brim. And also, we have the gripe lady himself, Ryberry. So, welcome to the Gripe Wine. I heard it through the Gripe Wine podcast. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. What's up, dudes?
What's up, gripers?
Okay, now y'all can continue doing what you were doing. What were y'all talking about?
Gripe on.
We're talking about Whit's hair.
Alright, so we've started, right when CJ hopped on the Skype, he decides to go, Whit, you look less like shit today than normal, basically.
I was complimenting your full hair, I thought I was doing a good friend deed.
Because my hair looks thicker than normal. Everybody knows, if anybody knows me or listen to this podcast, they know that my hair is basically six wisps that have somehow managed to stay on my head since I was 14 years old. And they had the wind. The wind hasn't fully blown my hair off. I don't know why I'm not bald. I don't know how I've managed to go this long without going bald. So I think CJ.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
And Donald Trump is doubling down on me.
You're
guess
fired.
What, Donald Trump?
This is what Whit's hair normally looks like.
Yeah, you dumb, funny-looking ass.
On a fucking good day.
You wish you could have a prime green vest.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, so my number one, I'm going to start the gripes out.
Let me do one thing real quick. Do the new gripe music. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Five.
That's it. Lenny! Quiet down, cat!
Is that a sound effect or Lenny?
That's Lenny. That's Lenny wants to go outside, but
Lenny's
I can't do
loud
anything.
As heck.
I know. Sorry about that, gang. Lenny's gonna be yapping the whole episode.
Is it time right. to eat or what?
Wait, can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
Has it been a week since the last time I was on?
Yeah.
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 Oh my god. Time freaking sucks.
Why, does that feel like 2 days ago, or?
It just, nothing, literally nothing worth even putting in a damn journal if I had one. Happens.
Yeah, we have to do this twice a week.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is ass shit. fart diarrhea.
We went and got,
oh my god.
We got coffee.
We did get coffee, but
we walked to get coffee. I mean, have you done that yet? Because that was the second time I've done that. I went and got coffee.
That was the first time. First time I walked to get a coffee. I went to Cafe de Leche like when this thing first started, 2.5 months ago or whatever. But
yeah, what kind of coffee? Well, okay. This is kind of a gripe.
Okay.
So this is CJ's first gripe. How about that?
What is it that
there's nothing to even
No, that's just so hacky. You know when people tweet like, what day is it? Every day should be Wednesday. Like, I hate that, but like, I actually felt it. This was like the thing that really made me feel time and things suck.
Well, this is a pre-gripe list gripe. Like,
yes.
So do you want
to do music for that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown.
Wow.
Pre-gripe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wait, what's your number five on your gripe list, my man?
My number five is that my hair. Everybody knows how I feel about my hair. Listen to this podcast. I don't love it. I wish I had the thick, full locks of a Rod or a Clay or a CJ.
I don't have that no more.
Oh yeah, CJ shaved his head.
It is thick though.
But CJ, yeah. If you wanted to, you would have the thick full locks of a Rod or a Clay.
Oh yeah,
right.
But I've never had that. I had that maybe until like ninth grade, and then I remember it because everybody was parting their hair from the side.
I fully understand.
For some reason, I had a Jack Nicholson's hairline, and that's when I discovered I can't part my hair from the side because it looks bad. So luckily now I'm 32 and I can push my hair back and it's not weird for a 32-year-old to have a receding hairline. That being said, who knows how long I'm gonna get to have hair. My dad is bald. I take whatever medicine and vitamins I can to prevent it. But my thing is if I was ever gonna be in a movie with cool hair, 2020 was going to be the year that happens. Right. I don't see me getting to have cool hair much longer unless I visit a doctor who has some type of cure.
It's kind of a catch-22 that you're in right now because you want to be in the good hair movie, but you need to have surgery for it. And the only way you can get surgery for it is if you make a lot of money doing good hair movie. So it's like, what?
Well, I don't even know, man. If it's a surgery, I don't love the idea of having a surgery, so I don't know if I would do that.
What about
if it's like a
old fashioned wig?
A shop, I don't think I would wear. I would wear a wig if it was like you need to have a crazy hair or something like.
No, but that, I think that could be if you lose your hair, that could open up a whole new character. You might be damn Clint Howard if he had hair, he'd be a nobody.
Yeah, true.
I don't know, man.
True.
For vanity, I don't think I would wear a wig. But for the character, if it makes sense, I would wear a wig.
I mean, think about Wallace Shawn. If Wallace Shawn had like hair all the way down to his butt, I don't think he's going to be casted in all the movies that he was casted in.
Yeah, but Clay, I don't know if I have a lot in common with Wallace Shawn.
Well, then get some in common.
I think if you go bald, you definitely have a better chance of being like a character actor.
I agree.
I think like with my hair, I could be like Leonardo DiCaprio, and then with your hair wet, you could be like Wallace Shawn.
So I fully understand.
And I appreciate all the people who have said nice things about my hair. Even
yes.
In the New York Times, the guy described my hair as Timothy Chalamet if he was caught in a wind tunnel. I was like, little do you
Who
know.
Said Who said that?
The guy in the New York Times.
Thank you so much.
I said, that actually, I know
that
this is like...
Why did you get some Jeff Ross style roast?
Yeah.
Like, this is actually not the best review because of whatever, but I really want you to know that this Timothy Chalamet comment really made my day. But anyway, so if any listeners out there have suddenly regrown their hair by, or not necessarily regrown it, the thing is like, I don't need to regrow anything. I just don't want to go bald.
You need to regrow anymore. Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet, more like Timothy Save My Head. Anywho, gang.
Any listeners out there know of like a doctor who can put some more hair on my head, or like a shot I could take that like gives someone else's hair? Like if CJ could give me some of his blood,
yes.
Or clay, or ideally CJ because I like dark hair.
What the hell, man?
Shoot it.
Yeah, you don't want my platinum blonde.
With some of your hair blood, right? CJ, if you could...
looks like it smells like McDonald's fries.
Huh?
Clay's hair has always looked like it smells like McDonald's fries.
I fully understand. Nice. I fully understand.
All right, so Rod, are you ready for your number five?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Now, on with the countdown.
So my number five gripe. Oh, was there a play? Okay, my number five gripe is that they're doing too much construction on Sunset, and it's very hard to deliver groceries right now.
That's but you're rich. That. Who cares, Rod? You're rich.
Yes,
I'm not. You guys, maybe you have more money than me, CJ. I don't know. No. I'm not rich.
You are rich. You're 1%.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, Rod, just think about it this way. You deliver so many groceries a day. CJ probably makes like one meme a week. So it's like...
That's tough.
Yeah, so it's just like, he gets he gets his meme money once a week. You get your grocery money like 8 times a day.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
So just looking at pure numbers. Okay, my number five.
Oh, hold on.
I wanted to elaborate.
Okay.
What do you mean? So
what are they constructing?
They're just like doing street improvements right now because it's like a good time because nobody is driving except for me who's delivering damn groceries.
Yeah.
So they've just like they've basically closed almost all of Sunset. So it's like down to one lane and they're just doing construction on it just like so much. They're like trying to fix the street.
You know what their asses ain't doing construction on for sure.
Go off.
Is that
go
damn
off.
Target. That damn Target is definitely. If someone goes up to it and like puts like a small rock on it, they're like, no, that can't get rid of it. That can't.
Well, I like the Target because like it was banned from being built after like it was halfway done, and then like maybe last year they got the green light to start again, and then this happened.
Yeah, we're talking about Hollywood Target for people who don't know.
Yeah.
That thing, and it looks huge. Have they ever got it completed?
Yeah, so for people who don't know, what ended up happening is they've started building a Target in one of the busiest intersections in LA, Western and Sunset. And the code in that area is that you can't have anything over 30 feet high. Is that what it is?
Right.
And Target's thing was like 80 feet high or some ridiculous... Maybe not that high. And so before they even got to build, they only built the skeleton of the place. They shut it down.
Which was the scariest part, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And luckily this was around Halloween, so it was okay at the time. But that had been sitting there for, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
Longer than that. It's and like when we all lived at the house, right?
Yeah, at the mansion. Also UCB... Sunset is right there across the street, and their part of their marketing was that people, I guess, would go to Target and then they'd want to go see improv or something.
I mean, hey, listen, they're not wrong.
All these things are.
Hey, that's true.
It's so funny what has happened since then.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that you like go to Target and then you realize, oh shit, improv show across the street. We gotta go. Or maybe they just thought it'd be like a good parking lot.
Yeah, that could have been it. I don't know.
Y'all ready for my number five?
Yeah,
hit it.
Okay, so the theme song that I use, it takes way too long, so I sped it up twice as fast. Here we go, gang.
Now, on with the countdown. Five.
My number five gripe is frozen pizza costs too much damn money. What the fuck is going on here?
What kind are you getting?
I got DiGiorno, and it cost me more than $5. Which I bought a bunch of stuff, and
might as well get it delivered.
Exactly.
Yeah, but DiGiorno is bad. Are you getting like a regular DiGiorno, like a rising crust?
Well, they only had the rising crust, and it was like $10, and it pissed my ass off.
Yeah, that pizza ain't good enough to be as much as it is.
Yeah, so that's coming in at not my number
five.
But if you can get to a Sprouts, Home Run Inns, which I think are $6, are worth it.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Home Run Inns.
Home Run Inns are so good.
Yeah.
So why are you getting...
Home Run Inn is what I do when I see Rod outside.
Yeah, Red Barons and Tombstones really are good. They're flat, but they're like tavern CJ, pizza.
What is the benefit of a pizza that you make at home over getting pizza delivered? Is it healthier?
Yeah, probably, but also there's just some really good frozen pizzas out there that are better than Domino's. And also, I never feel as sick as I do after I eat Domino's, even though I love Domino's.
Yeah.
If I eat Home Run Inn and I eat most of it, I feel full and maybe sick, but then the next day I don't feel that bad. Domino's is a 2-day thing these days.
Oh, really?
For me.
Well, there's something about Domino's that's slightly addictive. It's like if I eat town pizza at home, it's like I never eat more than 3 slices of pizza.
Yeah.
I gotta finish the Domino's.
Then I just sort of eat it throughout the day, throughout the week. But with Domino's, I eat all of it a lot of the time.
Well, you always bring up about how New York is good because you can go and buy a slice and you don't overeat it. You get a slice and you walk.
Yeah.
And that rocks about New York. Everything else is really bad there, but...
Yeah, Clay.
Wow.
Have you gotten pizza delivered to you ever?
Yeah, I got Domino's or Papa John's. Well, I only did it like once, and I forgot who it was.
What kind of Papa John's? The Papadilla?
Yeah, just the Papadillas.
You got a Papadilla?
I got five Papadillas. Yeah.
Did y'all see the video of the skaters who work at Papa John's?
No.
Dude, CJ, he would go to Jankum.
Right now?
Jankum Instagram and just watch it.
All
right. Okay, so Rod, are you ready? Wait. You're ready for your number four. All right.
No, CJ had a pre-gripe.
Oh, that's right. CJ, coming in at your number five.
Okay.
Now, on with the countdown. Five.
Speaking of Jankum, which this video is freaking funny, Tony, they announced Tony Hawk, a remastered Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2
you love to see
yesterday,
it.
Which is hoo-hoo, awesome. But then they said, damn, September. What the hell?
September.
I'm living outside starting September if this thing is over.
Yeah, dude, but they said that they announced it, and this is why, I have a theory, this is why they announced it
they
so
want people
quickly. Because if you pre-order it now, you get a level.
Wait, so right now, I was going to look that up. That's why I was texting you about this, but you can play the level now?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you get to just play the warehouse level, and you can only be Tony Hawk.
I just need a taste.
So that's why, because everybody's going to pre-order it. But they've shown the character designs for... Andrew Reynolds and Alyssa Steamer and Chad Muska, and they look so cool.
Yeah, I was reading
and Jamie Thomas.
And everyone has like gone back in to get rescanned.
Yeah, so it's all them as like 40-year-olds.
Well, yeah, and that makes my blood like boil in the best way. Crap!
What is like that?
I don't know what it is. That's like better than anything in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
But
what? The Tony Hawk game?
No, the sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do it again.
Did you know that Shaq owns Papa John's now?
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys not been watching Shaq's reality show?
No. Shaq Life. Yep.
Man. I saw a video today of Papa John's giving a tour of his house on his TikTok.
I did too.
That's a crazy house.
That's gonna be one of my gripes.
That's a crazy house.
It's fucking like eagles. It's fucking eagles that are a clock.
Dude, I would give anything. I would literally give anything to be Mama John.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay.
If you could be a baby John, though, think about it.
Rod, Rod, I said Mama John, and I'm holding to it. Wait, are you ready for your number four gripe? Wit?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Damn it, I lost the soundboard. Coming in at the Here Comes the Countdown, coming in at number four.
Hey,
now,
I
on with the countdown.
Sorry. I ordered my skate rail.
Yes.
I paid $300 for it.
Oh,
300?
That's a lot of money, man. I didn't know about that.
Been waiting over a month for it to come in. I need this right now during this quarantine. And they sent me the wrong one.
Isn't that some corporate shit of you ordering a damn skate rail instead of building one, instead of asking, like, Jeremy to build you one?
Wow, dude.
You know how many times I've done that and it works for a day?
Where did you buy this one from?
For a skate, this kind of rail, I need to have welding equipment. I don't know anybody with that. Bought it from Keen Ramps. Great rail. Just, they sent me the wrong one, and so I'm still going to skate it every day. But
it's round.
It's round, and I wanted square because square is easier. It's not easier. It's just, like, less scary because you can lock into a flat thing more than you can a round thing. They sent me the wrong one. I skated it, whatever.
What
I
if you know, get man. Really good at round rails, though? Like, you figure out how to, like, lock in.
That'd be cool. Anyway, I realize that we're calling it a rail because we're from Alabama, but in California, they say flat bar, so.
Yeah, I mean, I call it, y'all got a rail? So that's some classic Southern comedy from Clay Tatum.
I'm being sympathetic towards these warehouses and delivery people. Like, so I ordered that Papa Shot.
You're talking about Papa Dia. And go on, CJ?
No, Papa Shot. Oh, I'm going to eat a Papa Dia. I'm playing Papa Shot. And so... Remember I told you the last time when I did this podcast yesterday, I was like, oh man, Amazon delivery people probably just kept it. But then they gave me a refund and then still delivered it a week late, but I got a refund. So I essentially got a Papa Shot for free.
Good.
What's a Papa Shot? Explain to me again what a Papa Shot is.
It's like a home version of, you get like four basketballs. And you just shoot as much as you can in a minute. And it keeps score.
You've definitely been to a Dave and Buster's.
No, yeah. I'm kidding. I'm just saying that because he said Papa Shot.
How does this thing not take up room in your house?
It folds up and it's in my garage.
Oh, I understand.
Do you play it with Megan?
She played it once yesterday, but I've played it three times since by myself.
I fully understand.
Oh, man.
My high score is only 25, and that needs to bump up.
Yeah, I do. I mean, with as far as these delivery guys, that's why I'm not complaining about that to the – I'll complain to my friends.
Wait,
but not
CJ, what's your high score?
25.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I played it. My high score was
– 240.
Oh. What is that from?
I don't know.
Him talking about Papa Shot score, like, actually.
No, really. Okay, Whit, are you ready for your number four? Wait, no, that
Can
was
I just do it?
You just did your number four. It's Rod's turn for his number four. Here we go, Rod.
Now on with the countdown. Four.
I've been eating too many of my damn snacks.
What the?
I gotta get all these snacks out of my damn house.
What snacks?
Yeah, show us.
I mean, like, I'll buy like Cheez-Its.
Ooh, I just that's ate
it. A, that's I good for you.
Of Cheetos.
Ooh, Cheez-Its aren't that bad for you.
Cheez-Its plugs my ass.
I ate this whole thing just right now.
That's nothing. That's personal size. You could eat that for a meal.
Yeah, but I just keep buying them. I keep eating them all the time, and I shouldn't be doing that. I should eat healthy food.
No, maybe I'm this is die. Karma for being rich.
I'm not rich. You guys both have more money than me.
No, we don't. Remember, we just did the math earlier.
And also, CJ, something we discussed on the Patreon is that Rod's been giving his money. He's been donating. You know, like, we donate to charities and shit. Yeah. Rod's been donating his money to the 1%. Because he's paying his credit cards.
People. Is it true that you tweeted, hey, if you don't have money for a protest sign, I'll send me your drop your Venmo? So that people can get protest signs made to reopen America?
Oh, yeah. I did say that. I'm just trying to help people out.
Kind of weird.
Is that?
What are y'all?
I think if you need protest signs, just let me know. I'll send y'all Venmo you $5.
CJ, yeah. What's the healthiest snack that Rod could have in his house? He looks like he likes cheesy, savory stuff.
Yeah.
Lunchables?
Lunchables as a snack? That's a lunch.
Yeah.
What were you eating when you lost, like, when you went from whatever weight to, like, you lost, like, how, what was it, 60 pounds?
Those string cheeses.
And then what was your, like, daily plan as far as what you would eat?
I would just, like, I would eat tons of eggs, tons of lean meats. It was high protein, low calorie. So, like, turkey. You could eat chipotle. Yeah, chipotle, skinny popcorn, skinny girl popcorn is good.
Okay. What about normal popcorn?
What the fuck is this?
It has some bad stuff that people add to it. What did Whitney say?
What do you say, Boo? What do you say, Boo?
Whitney roasted my
She can't
own.
Stop laughing.
Why?
She's having too much fun.
That's not called skinny girl popcorn.
Yeah, there's a skinny girl popcorn.
Okay.
I think it is called skinny girl popcorn.
There's skinny pop and skinny girl popcorn.
Skinny pop?
They both work.
You guys ready for my number four?
I think there might
four?
Be skinny girl vodka. I think that's maybe what you're thinking.
Yeah, I got my gripe based on CJ's gripe. Go on, okay. Number four.
Okay.
Wait, Is it Clay's turn?
Now, on with the countdown. Four.
My number four gripe is, it started off as a good thing. Google emailed me saying they'd give me $5 to rent a movie for free, which I thank you so much.
That's cool.
And so that's a good thing. But then, I can't finish a damn movie anymore, so I rented a movie the other day, and I just didn't finish it, so it's just a waste of free money.
What movie?
I rented The Third Man, and I was like, okay, this is, like, on a list of, like, the greatest British film of all time. I will easily enjoy this movie, and it will have my attention, and I do enjoy it, it just doesn't have my attention.
Yeah. What do you do instead?
Yeah,
I watched YouTube videos
on your phone.
On my laptop now, but so my screen has gotten bigger during quarantine.
Yeah, I love to put on a movie and then watch YouTube videos on my phone.
Right.
I've planned like, hey, let's before this. Remember, I would be like, hey, let's watch Batman and Robin, and we'd go over to someone's the second. The credits or like the title screen comes up, I'm on my phone.
Yeah, CJ, you're the king of that. You're like, dude, please can we watch all the Rush Hours? Please rent them. And we'll order pizza and then I rent them and then CJ looks at fucking basketball Daquan all day.
But Daquan is truly nothing can beat Daquan.
It's crazy how many times we've done that specific thing with Batman and Robin.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I can't finish a movie. I watched all of What About Bob the other day, though.
Yeah.
I haven't enjoyed a movie that much in so long. Like,
wait, what did I call what did I call the movie that I saw? Movie.
Third Man.
Okay. I just got in my head of like, did I call it The Fifth Man? Anywho, gang, my brain is melting right now.
He called it The Sixth Man.
I called it The Sixth
Man?
Is
that a Ghost basketball player?
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, who's next up on this list thing?
CJ.
CJ. Okay, CJ, are you ready for your number four?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on with the countdown. Four.
I have the best Apple TV, the newest one, and it freaking sucks compared to this damn Roku thing that I got for $50.
Oh, I love Roku. I'm a Roku man.
This Roku, I got it $50, and it's so good.
Why is it better than
Apple TV? You can't AirDrop. I mean, you can't Apple Play.
Well, I'm not Apple playing on this TV, and I bet you could.
Is that for your bedroom TV?
Yeah.
Okay. And you like it better. You're going to be Roku man for good.
I think I might swap. I might be Roku guy in the living room, too, now.
I built a net worth of more than $10 billion.
Apple TV?
Apple TV and Papa Shot.
I got both. Not going to lie.
You got both?
I got Roku on my TV and Apple TV.
But that's the problem. So Megan had a Roku built into a TV. The hell? And it didn't work very well. But then I bought the damn Roku. It's just like looks like a little flash drive, and it goes in.
No, I mean, Kaylee has Roku, and I have Apple TV.
Yeah.
And they both work on the same TV.
I don't like the Apple TV remote either.
Yeah,
too small.
I like a chunky guy.
I love a chunky guy.
What are the four pre-programmed buttons on that though? Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu,
Sling. Okay. That's really all you need.
Real quick, someone just asked me. Kazuki just asked me for my Bitcoin update. I spent $7 yesterday or the day before on Bitcoin. And it's at $4.31 right now. So that's my Bitcoin update.
It's down?
Well, no, it's not down. It's up. It's just I did have to pay a couple of dollars of the fee to buy it. So,
okay. Wait, you're the man now. Jake asked if the NBA is coming back. And I really do think it is.
Crowdless?
They're going to go to Disneyland?
Crowdless, I think, in Disneyland or Vegas. I've heard Vegas isn't likely because the veterans think that the young guys will do bad things.
You're fired.
But I think it'll be like a campus type environment, and I think it'll happen late July is the earliest we'll see games.
I've been watching you for the last couple of weeks.
That's hearsay.
Clay, who do you hope most goes back to the NBA? Who are you most excited to see?
Oh, Lakers. I guess my favorite basketball player,
Donnie Dunn,
and
Kai Donnie Dunn,
and
Tiffany.
I guess also I like
Michelle.
Yeah, I also like
Sia.
Oh yeah,
I think straight into the playoffs.
What do you think? Like they're just gonna go right into the playoffs?
I think so. I think those other the bottom teams are just like. That's why we got to try.
Let's do a round robin. Everybody. No,
I think if we just do best of seven series regular, but we just start it the second we get back, 2 weeks of training camp, and then right into it. It'd be rocking. Guys, I know you guys don't really like NBA basketball, but it'll be so like weird to watch, and it'll affect all of the news. It'll be interesting.
Think of all the squeaky ass shoes.
Oh yeah, the squeaks are gonna go up. A lot. Okay, who's next? Is CJ, is this your gripe time for your number four?
Yeah. I already did this. I think we're on to three.
Three, okay.
Now, on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe is turkey burgers. It's supposed to be healthier, right, CJ?
Sure.
Yep. I love them.
They are supposed to be healthier, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, well, why are they gray?
Good.
I don't like that they're gray. I feel weird eating gray food.
You know, what is also gray? Normal meat that's gone bad. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But the brown of the of the real burger is what makes it good.
And yes.
So I think the red makes it good.
No, the brown. No. You don't eat red burgers, you
dumbass.
So
why don't they figure out?
No.
I wish there was some turkey dye or something. Is there a turkey dye I can put to make my burger brown?
Yes.
I feel so weird putting cheese on a gray lump of meat.
Well, you know, I would do this all the time. I would go to places and they go, do y'all have brown food coloring?
Yeah.
And well, food have to be gray. I don't like.
You know, like iPhone cases?
Yes.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
You can get turkey burger cases off of Amazon.
I fully understand.
No, you can't.
Yeah, and you just...
For your turkey burger?
Yeah, for your turkey burger.
It doesn't exist, folks.
And then when you poop, you have to grab the case out of your poop and put it on the burger.
You can read
it. Doesn't exist, folks.
Why does poop look more like a cheeseburger than a turkey burger?
Yeah.
This is a good question.
Wait, okay, I'm telling... Like, someone is going to become rich by doing a one-hour special of jokes like that during quarantine.
I think it should be Liz.
No, I think it should be CJ.
If I became a huge comedian because we just did the stupidest jokes for an hour and charged $5 for the Zoom password.
Yeah.
All right, Rod, are you ready? Rod, are you ready for your number three?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the most people to ever watch this podcast, by the way.
We have 45?
Now, on with the countdown. Three.
The mayor just said it's going to be till the end of July.
Oh, don't bring politics in here.
Don't bring politics in here, man.
Mayor's classic like, Rod. Hey,
classic Rod always bringing politics in here.
President Trump.
We doing this till July, guys.
No. I laughed.
No.
I was like, oh my god, this shit is crazy.
It can happen. Till the end of July, this is what we're doing.
It can happen.
Yeah,
is that true?
That's what he said, man.
it really sucks. My favorite thing is they were like, but the beaches are open, but you're not allowed to stand still.
You gotta keep moving.
Keep moving and spread the virus faster.
You ready for my number three?
Wait, I don't want to keep talking about this thing. Rod.
Hey, I'm saying, it's just these gripes take a while to get through.
Rod.
Yeah, what's up?
What can we do to not make it last until the end of July? Because I'm sick of it.
I truly don't know why.
And why is LA like slowly just getting worse? It's like,
I don't think we're getting worse. I think we're just more precautious than the rest of the world's being a dumbass, and we're just being like, all right, we're gonna say 3 months. I think it'll be under different conditions.
Well, they say that they'll like start to slowly loosen if they see the numbers going down. Also, I read that it's not necessarily that it's getting worse, it's that tests are becoming more available. So it's just like,
yeah, that's always
more people are finding out if they have it or not. Really, is what's going on.
It's upsetting. It was upsetting to hear.
It definitely was, because I thought like in the next week or so we were going to get some sort of announcement.
Yeah, I thought for sure it'd be like the end of May. We can start to kind of hang out with people.
Coming in at number three.
He says they live in North Dakota and everything's already open.
Now, on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe is I got obsessed with fixing up a bike I bought a long time ago at Goodwill. It's probably going to cost me about $70 for me to update it the way that I want with new handlebars and all this. And while doing that, I realize I'm not going to ride this bike fucking nowhere, and this quarantine's making me buy shit that I don't really need.
But you could ride the bike now, though.
No.
Well, no. He doesn't want to ride a bike. Yeah. He just wants to buy stuff.
I just want a thing to tinker with.
I fully understand.
But you could tinker with it and then sell it.
Where were you gonna try to ride the bike?
Nowhere. That's the thing. I wasn't gonna try to ride it anywhere. Maybe
you never were gonna ride the bike.
Never gonna ride the bike. But I like the idea of customizing it perfectly to the way that I would like it if I did ride a bike.
Can I buy the bike from you?
No, Rod, this is my bike. Get your
This is what Rod
get
does.
Get your hands off of my bike.
Until we realize we bought shit because we're dumbasses. And then yes. Rod gets...
That's my real gripe.
Hi, Megan.
My wife.
Megan just came back from Americana.
She did not go to the Americana.
You guys know they're still doing the fountain shows?
That rocks. I think Rod, again, you're wealthy and you're fortunate and you get to go see the Americana freaking fountain whenever you want. That's another true sign of a one percenter.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, I'm donating all my money to the workers at McDonald's when I order my number one, number two, number three.
Here's the deal, for these it's like it's an important time to be charitable. So what I've been doing is I've been donating all my money to Ronald McDonald Foundation so they can keep having McDonald's open around the country.
And when you say Ronald McDonald Foundation, you mean the McDonald's drive-thru.
Exactly.
Yes.
You give your money to Ronald McDonald's so that we can have more McDonald's because everybody's hungry. And prices.
To help McDonald's business, because they're clearly struggling, if they rebranded the drive-thru to different motions, the Egyptian walk like an Egyptian through, and people go like this through it.
And it's kind of like TikTok. McDonald's could partner with TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Two companies that we need to support right now are McDonald's and TikTok.
Yes, you said it before.
They need more money. Go ahead and send your money to them. I'll send them $100 each.
Venmo TikTok your money.
Okay, CJ, you ready for your number three?
No. Hold on,
now on with the countdown. Three.
I don't want to do my taxes.
Still ain't done them?
Yes.
I literally have all the time in the world. Just don't even want to think about it. And I don't even think it would be that bad.
Yeah. Wait. How are you not gonna make money off of this, CJ?
I did a bunch of freelance work.
Oh, I get you.
Dude, it's really easy to do your taxes now. All you got to do, you can type in your bank account, the type of purchase you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Burgers, buffalo wings.
Restaurant, airline, whatever it is.
Yes.
And it makes it way easier than it was a couple years ago.
Airline, spaghetti.
Why are you so obsessed with doing your taxes? So you're obsessed with doing taxes.
What does
I'm not obsessed with it. It's just I've always been really excited to do taxes because usually I would make money back. And so it would be something I'm always on top of.
Wow.
Last year I only did two or three W-2s for my work. And filing my taxes was it was great.
I made money when I hired you for a job?
I did have to put that in. But CJ, you know what? That's a good thing that you did that. Because I needed a 1099 so I could write off something. Oh, I bought a computer last year and I needed a 1099 so I can write my computer off. And since, Bleacher Report
You're supposed to type on a computer, Clay.
Why would you write
on your computer?
Let me do that real quick. let me do that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I typed off my computer with your 1099 CJ, so you came through for me.
I gotta just figure out all those damn tricks.
Well,
just have an accountant? You probably make enough money to have an accountant. Right?
Me and Whit have the same accountant, but I also just don't like talking to him.
Yeah.
CJ,
because he's like this with CJ. You you gotta stop buying shoes.
Yeah,
you gotta quit.
It really, it, like, lawyers are always so mean to me. I think now I realize I just get my feelings hurt.
Yeah. CJ, how many 1099s did you get last year?
Last year, and also it's really hard to think about last year, because I think of it like, when I start thinking about my taxes, I start accounting for like January through now, and it's like, no, that's next year.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Anyways,
they've done so much to ridicule me over the.
I thought it was gonna be different. Anywho, gang, who's next? Wait, are you ready for your number two?
Bye.
Now on with the countdown. Two.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's my deal. I had a bunch of funny colored grip tape to put on my new skateboard. Mm-hmm. I had pink, and I put it on, and guess what?
What's up, my man?
What?
The glue was bad.
That you can't. You cannot trust this the colored grip tape, because I had a pink one time, and it was just like, it was too rough.
Too rough.
Like it was like too like the it was just like I like my grip tape to be smooth. And not to be too, like, it felt like sandpaper.
You yeah. Know what I'm saying? Well, this, when was that?
It was a long time ago. Maybe the grip tape has changed, but.
Were you a teenager?
No, it was like, maybe like 6 years ago. I don't know.
Do you guys get shit for colored grip tape?
No.
Not anymore. You used to.
Yeah.
That's when we were kids.
What's that one account on Instagram, that guy that makes fun of everyone?
Asphalt Posers Club?
No, there's another Ted. Guy who does like the commentary. That's
oh, he... Ted. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot his name.
Backside. Yes. I can't remember what his name on
there. That's the bear from the movie.
What is that account called? The Jack and All, the Jack Off Bear.
TS or something?
Oh, yeah, Feedback TS. That's a
the
good
Jackoff fan? Account. Is that what you said?
No, the Jackoff Bear. That's Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, my problem is not that. My problem that it's sticky, it's grippy enough. It's that the glue on the bottom was not good enough.
Do you think maybe it got heated up?
It's just old. I guess the glue just went. It's like a few years old. And so then I had to take that grip tape off and put other grip tape on, and it just was annoying. And so then what I did is I drew a foot on my board to try to compensate for how there's like chops in my grip tape. And I'm bad at, I don't like my drawing is bad. So
I hate that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've doodled on my grip tape and I didn't like the doodle. And I go, no, I have to look at this. So I gave up skating.
That's why you quit?
That's right.
Wow.
All right, Rod, are you ready for your number two?
Yeah, sure.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
My number two gripe is that the iPhone SE came out, and it's the exact phone I want, but I already bought a phone, like, in January.
That pisses me off.
Oh, no.
What's iPhone SE?
So it's smaller like guy?
It's like the iPhone 8 with the button on it. But it has like the guts of the iPhone 11.
Yeah, when did it made another out? SE.
I'm getting that.
This is brand new,
baby. And
it's
like $500 or something.
When did it come out?
So recently. Just it's like a brand new thing.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that sounds incredible.
Congratulations.
I just like the button is the thing. I don't really like the like the face thing.
And is it smaller?
I think it's a little bit smaller, but not much.
I want the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
But the
I get that.
X or whatever.
I thought that was the plan, was they were going to start making them smaller again.
I think they should. I think it is slightly smaller, but it's not like...
This thing is
it's
so
not like
heavy.
The same as the 5.
I think everyone I know, especially in quarantine, has carpal tunnel. Like, it's seriously going to be a huge issue. We need to be treating the amount that we use our phones the same way we needed to be on getting testing and the vaccine and all this.
Do you think that's why I should get an iPad?
Don't get an iPad. I have an iPad in it. I don't really use it that much.
I would love an iPad Pro. That's my dream.
But I don't want to say I'm not using a device a lot around Rod.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
I could give you a Switch back.
No, I got another system that I've been playing. I've been playing Punch-Out for the Wii.
Okay, y'all ready for my number two?
Here we go. Y'all ready for this?
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
My number two gripe is it's a gripe that I've already kind of talked about, is how I can't watch movies. And the only thing that I do like to watch is skate videos. And now it makes me want to go skate. And the problem with that is I don't want to go outside and get sick.
Good excuse, Clay.
So I have, like, I'm pent up with all this energy of wanting to go skate, but...
I can see Whit, and he's fuming right now.
Yeah. Whit, what's your thoughts on this?
I mean, yesterday you came over and you came to my backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really no different than going skating.
Yeah,
but he knows that you're not sick. Yeah. That's kind of the whole idea of the trusting the people in your cell or your pod.
Right. But if he was to go skate, he would only go skate with people he knows aren't sick.
No, your crew is like 9,000 people.
Yeah, so I don't,
I mean, but if you just went and you skateboard with only Wit.
Yeah.
You're safe.
My crew is not 9,000, I mean, like.
I heard that your crew is.
9,240,000,000
It's crazy. That's Dr. Evil. So weird.
Dude, I mean.
That's how big your crew is?
Yeah.
$1.3 trillion.
Not dollars, though, people.
Oh, sorry.
If it was me.
Yeah.
What I do that makes me feel the most safe with skating is if I go behind a fence. And then it's like, everybody, if you wanted to be near me, you'd have to climb over a 10-foot fence.
Exactly. Yeah, I might do that.
I just heard vitamin D. That's good. So you need to get out of the sun.
You really think you want to skate that bad, you're going to climb a 10-foot fence?
I like climbing fences. I enjoy that.
Yeah, Clay's a good fence climber.
I didn't know that about Clay.
Skate later. Clay, would you want to go skate after this?
Maybe. You text me. I'll say...
Okay, would you want to skate after this or watch the history of Tony Hawk Pro Skater, which I can text you the link to?
I've already watched that.
Yeah, CJ, text that to me, please.
I like it when they get to the really stupid-looking graphics.
I got to play Downhill Jam. I forgot that one exists.
For the Wii?
Stupid-looking graphics time period is really bad. Like the Underground 4 or whatever.
They said Underground 2 for the PC is like alive and thriving.
Yeah, there's one of the games that I completely missed that was like the biggest seller. Bigger than Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 or 3.
Thug?
Yeah.
Bigger than 2 or 3? Oh, 4.
CJ, are you ready for your number 2?
Yes.
Now, on with the countdown. 2.
I can't go to my damn niece's birthday this weekend.
Aw.
That's not...
That's too sincere. But we're buying her... I got her a Scooby-Doo doll that's bigger than her, and Scoob is coming out.
You mean the drug addict dog?
Yeah. Scoob, are you guys excited for Scoob?
I don't know.
No.
Should I be?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
I'll watch Scoob, I guess. How much does it cost to watch one of these movies?
Probably $20. I'll send you, if you want Scoob, Megan and I are getting Scoob for people.
Why?
For families.
Happy birthday.
If you know a family out there who maybe is like, I'm not going to spend $20 for Scoob, we got you.
That's nice.
Call me when the movie's called Boob, and I'll watch
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Okay,
that's
where are we at?
Freaking porno. All
right, I've where are we at that. With the gripes? Wait,
one, right? One. There's one.
My
one.
Turn. My number one.
Now on with the countdown. One.
Last night I went to the beach to watch the blue waves, bioluminescent waves.
Yeah.
The hell?
Have y'all heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, they like glow now.
Yeah. It was like the freaking 4th of July down there.
Really?
Packed.
Oh
crazy.
My God. What beach
where you go to?
I went to Venice Beach off of Washington Boulevard.
Like, when you say packed, like July 4th type?
We can't do anything right. Our military has to be strengthened.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'd say that there is a couple of people every 15 feet.
But the thing is, your ass was there too.
No, I'm not saying. I mean, it's a gripe. It's like, I guess it is a gripe, but it's also a concern.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Well,
it's a gripe to my. It's a gripe to myself. The traffic is back. I don't know necessarily what kind of gripe this is, but I will say. It was kind of crazy that there's so many people out there looking at these blue waves.
Were the blue waves cool?
Very cool. Very,
I don't think it really reverses. I think people are, they're done. They're just done with it.
Yeah, that's kind of how, that's the vibe. The vibe is not that people read the LA Times and then they go, oh my God, we need to go back inside. It's that people read that and go, fuck it, I've already started living.
Okay. I've had moments, I'm not going to lie, I've had moments where I go, maybe I'll just chance it, and if I get on the ventilator, then I'm on a ventilator.
CJ!
Hey!
times I just want to walk around, but, you know, but that's not the point.
Okay.
I mean, like, you can walk around and you can be outside. I don't know.
Nope. I have not been outside yet. I haven't even looked outside.
Me either, me either. Rod, are you ready for your number two? Or your number one?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
Okay, Wint kind of already said it, but traffic is back. And that's a thing that I hate for my job. I don't like all these cars being out. Too many people driving around. Probably more people than on a usual Tuesday afternoon. You know what I mean?
Wait.
Wednesday afternoon.
I just got a really good gripe. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is Rod's number one gripe and Rod's number five gripe sounded very similar.
Yeah.
Wait, your gripes always sound similar.
No.
No.
Listen, Rod, you haven't really been stomping our gripes as much, but you've been your gripes have lacked a lot of creativity. So I think what's happening is you're like expressing a lot of you're expressing a lot of restraint, not stomping on our gripes, and that mm-hmm. is causing you to lose some of your creativity because you don't feel like yourself.
Yes,
that is. I'm gonna start stomping on gripes again.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
I'm sorry that I haven't been stomping on the gripes. I know people expect me to be the gripe lady. Come on here and stomp the gripes.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
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 And I haven't been doing my job.
Exactly. I'm really excited to hear what CJ's number one gripe is, to be honest.
Exactly.
CJ, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is that Rod is an ass shit diarrhea fart.
Yes. Gotcha.
No, I'm just kidding. Gotcha. My gripe is
Oh, that was a joke.
I podcast. Duh. But why is this thing damn battery powered?
CJ, it's not.
What do you mean?
Look at this. I got a little secret for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Check that out.
What is that?
It's like an old computer cable, right? But if you plug it into your computer, it charges, or you can plug it into the wall and it charges. It doesn't charge, it just powers it.
That's the whole damn point, Clay.
What do you mean? Oh, you're talking about...
It should charge like an iPhone.
Oh, right. Oh, well, no, that's not how that works, my man.
Why, though?
That's a good point. It's a good grip.
It's just literally cameras, phones, all this shit. You gotta make it chargeable. But now I'm buying freaking 10 packs of batteries every day.
I think it's probably because it's just easier if you're like a real pro. It's easier to have that than rather than like go
charge. Anyone who's a pro podcaster is a damn loser.
What the hell?
Yes, yes, yes.
CJ. Gotcha.
I do it for the love of the game.
CJ.
I do it for the drugs.
Where?
But honestly, I want to play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake Remastered online multiplayer mode against my friends.
Did you get it? Did you pre-order it?
Wait, why are we playing
I don't think you can do it right now. I'm going to look. Hold on.
Clay, how big is your computer?
What do you mean, how big? What are you talking about?
Inches. 13 or 16?
15, I think.
15? What kind of computer is it?
MacBook Pro.
I don't think it's up for pre-order, but it did take me to a game called Skater XL. All
right, maybe it is 16. I thought it was 15.
And how much did it cost?
Dude, like $3,000? It was like close to $2,500. I want Sessions or Skater XL so bad. It hurts my bones.
What the fuck is Skater XL?
It's like Skate 3, but it's like even harder to play. And it's more realistic. Which I want it harder. I don't want to press a button and instantly do a kickflip. I want to figure out how to do the thumbsticks to, you know. I want it to be difficult. Love Skate. I love Skate 3.
I'm a Tony Hawk man myself.
Yeah. But wait, why are you asking about my MacBook?
Well, I've had my computer since 2014 or 15, and it's, I think it's 2014. And the battery is bad. It's really hard for me to do Premiere on it now. And I'm like, do I buy a new computer?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly. How much money my computer costs. Are you ready
for
it?
You talk to Buddy Man?
Yeah, he said just get a new battery, but now the Premiere is going, it's really difficult.
My computer cost, this is everything. This is with a $69 USB digital AV multi-port adapter included, and it was $2,700.97.
Hmm. $2,700. I'll think about it.
I would do it if I were you, man. It's a good investment.
Alright.
So.
Wait, did you see... you can't... The demo's not available yet.
Ah, damn.
But the second it is. And also, too, did you ever think about getting one of those desktop Macs?
I have.
That's not a Wit computer.
That's like a Rod 1%er type thing.
Yeah.
I'm always on the road, you know, out of town doing shit.
Oh, yeah, Wit is like on all fours being a road dog.
Barking around.
He's a road dog.
All right. And you're like, I only do rock clubs, which is, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
CJ, me and Clay are going to go to the Franklin High School. Yeah, me and Clay are going to the Franklin High School. There's a basketball hoop there in the parking lot where we skate. We'll see you there.
Okay, maybe. I got to make a phone call after this, and then...
All right, that should be enough time for Clay to get over there.
Okay. Well, gang, that's been another episode of the amazing podcast. I heard it through the gripe wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Today's episode, we had CJ. CJ, you got anything to promote?
Cheers to that, and
okay.
CJ, get really close. Everybody, get really clear and close to the camera so I get the face more for the Instagram.
Okay, I guess.
Can you take your glasses off?
What are you doing it for?
DJ, take your hat off.
Okay, wait.
No, back away. Just a little bit. There. Right.
Wait. Let me remove the chat.
Okay, now somebody screenshot that and send it to me. Or can I? I can't. Oh, wait, there it is. Okay. Rod, you're not going to work.
Alright, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye everyone.
Why didn't you tell me what to do?
That's right, I figured you would have known, because you're one of my oldest friends.
Oh, I just didn't know. I didn't realize I was so close in the thing.
Everyone, that's been another great episode of American Arts and Culture Review presents I Heard This Is a Great Wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Thank you so much, and catch you next week. Same time, same place. Bye, gang.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.